It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Remember, it's Wellness Wednesday today, and so we're talking all things that have to do with our psychological and emotional wellness and coping with grief and loss is our subject for today. Joining us on the line is our guest for this conversation for grief counseling. That's Coach Patrick Mabiletsa. Coach, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing? And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Coach. So what are we talking about here? How do you define grief and loss? Are they one of the same thing? Are they different things? What are we talking about here?
So grief and loss. Grief is a process that you go through after the loss.
Yeah.
So loss means that you have lost something or someone. And then grief means that you go through the process of grief.
Okay.
You cry, you shout, you get angry, you miss somebody. Yeah, that is the process.
Okay, okay. How does the Christian faith view the experience of grief among mourning?
So, you know, what I do is not based on Christianity, but I'm a Christian as well. So my realization with this is that, you know, Christians... I don't really want to talk too much about how Christian, but in my experience, Christians still don't understand. They understand death and that there'll always be death where there is death. They understand that when you're hurting everything else that goes around there. But they still don't understand how to deal with it. In my own experience, I lost somebody dear to me when I was in church and everybody said to me, pray, 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 you'll be better. Or, you know, come closer to God, you'll be better. But they don't understand the emotions that you carry and what you are going through at that time, that, you know, you're angry, that you lost somebody, you're angry at God at sometimes. And it is easy to say to somebody, you know, pray. It is easy to say to somebody, trust God when you're in this situation. But you know, the reality of the matter is when you're alone at home at night and you're thinking about everything, it is painful. And people lose their minds, and that's how deep it is.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you think somebody is crying and feeling hopeless because they don't believe in God anymore. It has nothing to do with that. And so sometimes the Christian way is we handle it in the wrong way, that it does more damage than it's supposed to do good.
So you're saying Christianity doesn't know how to handle grief?
Yeah. I say that with authority. Christians don't know how to handle grief. I think in a Christian way, and that's why I never dwell mostly on the Christian way of grief. Because I think it's to pass the baton to say, you know what, just pray. When somebody's coming to you and they just want to talk and they want to give, you know, everything that is in their heart, that is in their mind, to say, this is what I'm going through, I can't sleep. And somebody passes the baton and say, you know, pray. You know?
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think I struggle with the concept of grief through Christianity. I think grief is just grief. It has, and this is my experience. This has been my experience. And as a coach as well, I've coached a lot of people who said, you know, some of the churches will tell you to get married again so that, you know, Yeah, let me just stop there.
So are you able to distinguish between perhaps the individuals who may not have been able to deal with grief at the time which you interacted with and Christianity?
You know, there's a thin line there to say Christians handle it this way, and most people that I deal with are Christian in any case. But most of the people who would come to me would say, "No, I've tried what my pastor said. I must try," you know. And
no, coach. My question is about your ability. Are you able to distinguish between the failures of individuals and the failures of the faith as taught to us by the scriptures? Are you of the view that the scriptures, as they teach us, are incapable of dealing with grief? Or is it perhaps the individuals you may have dealt with at the time who were failing?
Oh, yeah, I get you now. So, if you got me the first time, I didn't say that the scripture fails to deal with grief. I said Christians.
Yeah.
So, everybody... What I've noticed is they translate the scriptures completely different to each other. They might be in the same fellowship, in the same church. You might think they believe the same thing, but people don't always believe the same thing. And my point was not that the Bible doesn't have scriptures to heal. We all know that the Bible has scriptures to heal, to comfort, to help you go through difficult times. The scriptures have that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are the human beings. We are the ones who make the scriptures alive, right? And we are also the ones who translate the scriptures. That's where the problem is. If you don't read the scriptures yourself, somebody else will tell you to do this when you're grieving.
Right.
And you'll
believe
them because you reckon they have the experience.
Right,
but
right.
But in totality, in my experience, is that Christians or whoever is in charge in your church really doesn't know the how to deal with the grief.
Right.
And I'll tell you from this point that what I've noticed is that most people come back from seeing psychologists and therapists. They've been seeing them for 5 years, you know, and they come to me, and within 3 months they tell me, "Yo, coach, I slept so well. You know, I've been trying and trying." It's just somebody is teaching you above their own experience. Somebody's teaching, your pastor hasn't lost their wife, so they are teaching you past their experience. And I'm teaching people from the experience that I've had. I've had to deal with grief. I lost a wife 13 years ago, you know. Only 2 years ago, I was able to say, yeah, now I can feel. And somebody asked the question, "Does time heal?" And somebody answered the question to say, "Time might not heal, but God does."
Yeah.
You know?
So that's why I was asking.
The line is.
Yeah. So that's what I was asking you about there, coach. So not necessarily about the people. I was asking about the faith, not the people. And I'm happy that you were able to distinguish between people and the faith. So my question was about the faith. How does the faith, the Christian faith, view the experience of grief and mourning? The faith, not the people who perhaps don't know what they're talking about, but the faith itself. When you, as a Christian, read the faith, what does the faith say?
You know, that's a difficult one for me because
Are you still there, coach? Right, I think our line has dipped a bit.
Where are we supposed to go?
Coach, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, you're back.
Yes. Go ahead. You got interrupted there. The line dipped there, right. Coach.
So this is what I used and...
No, I was saying you can continue, coach. Our line dipped there. It keeps on interrupting.
I know my Redeemer lives. Yeah. This is what I used in my time when I was grieving. I know my Redeemer lives. And when I knew that my Redeemer lives, when I knew that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross, then I was able to go on.
Yeah.
When I knew that God has plans to prosper me, not to harm me, I was able to get over my anger for God to say, why did you take my wife? Right? And there are scriptures that you read now that are going to work for you 5 or 10 years later on, that you might not get the meaning right now.
Right.
You understand? But many years later, you realize, oh, so this is what the scripture meant for me. I believe that there's no one color coding for scripture. There's no one color coding to say,
right,
this one works this way and this one works this way.
Right.
But when
right.
you get your own revelation about the scripture, you are able to heal from that point of view to say, oh wow, this happened, but I know my God loves me.
Right.
Because
right.
he said plans are to prosper me, not to harm me. You know, because when grief happens, let me say this last words. When grief happens,
yeah,
the first person you get angry at is God, to say, God, I pray, I tithe, I do this, I do that. Why me? You know? And then your answer will always be, why not you?
Right, right. So, Coach, your insights that you're sharing with us now, so if you're saying they are coming from the scriptural perspective, are they coming from your years at school or your coaching perspective? Which perspective are you coming from if it is not coming from the scriptural perspective?
So for me, it is experience. It is what I've experienced, what I went through, what I had to find out for myself.
I understand that. And, yeah. And I believe it's very important. What I was asking is, your training, if it is not theological, is it academic? Mm. Is this something that you got from psychological training at varsity? Which perspective are you coming from if it is not coming
No.
Yeah.
No. Remember what I said.
Right.
I said, I'm not a Christian coach, but
yeah.
I'm a coach who is a Christian, right? So obviously my foundations and the things that I learned from how I was raised.
Oh,
but
okay.
Do you know when you lose somebody in your life,
right.
that's a new experience.
Right.
And
right.
there are things that you learn along the way as you
right,
go.
Right, right.
I didn't go to school to learn how to deal with grief.
Oh.
I just, you know, went
also,
on.
Okay.
As I went by
yeah,
and adjusted
yeah.
with life.
It's experiential. So you're not a psychologist
yes.
or you didn't study any varsity training to give you. It's just experiential. It's practical experiences.
Exactly.
I hear
that,
you.
That's how I approach my grief coaching from that.
I hear
that
you.
But I also wrote a couple of books about it.
Yeah.
I wrote a book titled Does Time Really Heal? I've got part one and part two of it.
Right.
So the part one is focused on, I wrote that book after the loss. I was angry, was devastated. I couldn't sleep at night. I was just shutting down, was getting depressed.
Right.
And the second part of it, I wrote it after I felt, you know, let me bring the Bible into it now.
Right.
I
right.
realized later on when I was grieving, you know, I felt like, God, where are you? You know, why did you abandon me? You know, but when I wrote the second part, I felt like I understood me better and I understood God's purpose better for my life.
Right.
And that's when I wrote the second part to say, but God, when I thought that I was walking alone, you were there with me.
Right.
And these were the moments that highlighted.
Yeah.
You being there,
right,
and that's what I talk about as a speaker. When I go speak public speaking, and I go speak on grief, I say, you know what? There were moments in my life where I saw myself walking alone,
right?
But then God was there, but I didn't see God at that time because I was angry, because I was bitter, because I felt like, you know, God didn't do nothing for me,
right? Right.
Like God didn't really step in when I needed it most.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you. Final question before I let you go there, Coach. I think we have a lot to talk about, you and I. Would you advise any person who's listening right now to go the same route you went through? I'm talking about people now who would love to be where you are, to be a coach. Would you advise them to put their Bibles aside and exercise their own practical experiences, as you suggest? Is this something that you would advise in order for them to become coaches as well?
No, I would never advise anybody to put away the Bible.
Well, you did.
Because I didn't exactly put away the Bible, but you have to understand the frame of mind that you are in when you are grieving, right? The frame of mind that you are in at that point is that everything about the gospel just makes you angry. Mm. You feel abandoned by God. You feel, not everybody feels that like that, but the most people that I've spoken to, you know? And I would advise somebody to find someone to talk to.
Okay.
And if you are a pastor or a leader, if somebody comes to you and say, I want to talk, let them talk. Have you noticed that how much the pastors wants to talk instead of listening? Somebody comes and say, Aish, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling suicidal. Immediately they just interrupt you and they want to tell you about how God can help you. But you want to talk. I think talking and getting it out of your system, that is a solution.
Yeah.
And obviously we don't advise people to put away the Bible.
Okay.
You know?
I see.
The Bible is the word of God. We don't have a problem with the word of God.
Right.
We have a problem with people who do not allow other people, you know, to speak, and people pretend to understand what you're going through.
Right.
Even though they don't. Even if you lose a wife and I lose a wife, our experiences are definitely not going to be the same.
Right.
Let me talk and tell you how I feel. So, yeah.
I hear you. Patrick Mabileta, thank you ever so much for your perspective, and thank you very much for your time. Perhaps we'll see if my principles can allow us to have more time together and you can coach us through your perspective, your insights. It sounds as though we have a lot to learn from your experiences. Thank you very much, Coach.
No, appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
All right. That's Coach Patrick Mabileta talking to us about his experiences and how he became a coach. And as you can tell, there's a lot for us to talk about. 7 minutes now before 3:00.